This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm your host, Rima Tendulkar. The big global overnight development is the fact that Federal Reserve has cut the interest rates by 25 basis points. While this is on expected lines, the hawkish bit in the Federal Reserve outcome is the fact that the committee is divided on further rate cuts, which is the reason why when you look at the intraday chart of the Dow Jones, immediately post the Federal Reserve meeting, you saw the US market slip a bit. They recovered in the last 30 minutes. That's because Chairman Jerome Powell said the Fed is prepared to be aggressive if growth were to falter. But net-net, brokerages like Citi see it a second hawkish cut, which basically means that it's not that the Federal Reserve is going to be providing India, you know, major upside in terms of a direction. What could provide some relief is the fact that crude prices have retreated overnight even further. So now as we speak, it's hovering around at $63.5 to $64 per barrel as Trump has ordered the US Treasury Department to substantially increase sanctions against the US. What could also work in India's favor is the fact that this 10,800 mark, which is where the Nifty took support yesterday, has been acting as a support. In fact, it held out thrice in the recent past, so that will be a crucial level to track. That said, the market mood continues to be very bearish, and that's quite evident when you look at the way the FIs have been selling. The selling has picked up, and in yesterday's trade, it was 959 crore in the cash market. Also, the MSCI India performance. Look at it for the month of September. MSCI India is down 4.5% versus MSCI Emerging Markets or Asia ex-Japan, which is up 4.5%. So we're talking about a 6% underperformance. The big triggers to track, Finance Secretary will be meeting the heads of PSU banks at 1:30 p.m. Then there is a session later with the bankers at 5 p.m. GST officers meet as scheduled today ahead of the GST Council meet on the 20th in Goa. In important stocks to track, it will be telecom because in a surprising U-turn, the TRAI has released the consultation paper to review the earlier order of bringing down the interconnect usage charge from 6 paise to nil by Jan 2020. Now, this is a positive for Bharti as well as Vodafone Idea. For Vodafone Idea, of course, it's a bigger positive. You know, Motilal Oswal estimates that the benefit to Bharti could be about 4% based on its Q1 consolidated EBITDA. While for Vodafone Idea, it's as high as 20%. For Reliance Jio, it's a negative impact on the EBITDA if this were to be postponed or if there was a delay in the implementation. But that said, it's only seen as a temporary relief because at some point, the TRAI will look to bring down this interconnect user charge to zero. Watch for PSU banks because in a first, Allahabad Bank has linked all large-term deposits to the repo plus retail MSME loans as per the RBI guidelines effective 1st of October. So the first lead has been taken by Allahabad. Let's see if the big banks follow. NALCO has announced a record dividend, almost a record dividend of 1,072 crore for FY19 in its AGM. Rights has bagged an export contract worth 160 crore. Volta has held an analyst meet yesterday, so that's going to be a stock to track trade today. So net-net, the SGX Nifty is suggesting a slightly muted start. The mood continues to remain bearish. Yesterday, the markets bounced back after, it was a marginal bounce back, but after 2 days of heavy losses. Hope you have a good trading session. Thank you for listening in to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. This was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange. Thank you once again.